Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who fell to Lightning 5-2. The Cats will host Tampa tomorrow in their final preseason game. They'll open up at home against Chicago on Tuesday night. Over to the Canes, who will hit the road for the first time this season to take on FSU tomorrow night. The game kicks at 7:30, and game you heard here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. In the NFL, the 49ers beat the Rams 26-23 in overtime. Week 5 continues on Sunday with the Dolphins heading to Carolina. And in baseball, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-0 to advance to the ALDS. Joe, we'll send it back to you.
All right, Woody, and welcome back here for a Football Friday 7 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff coming up here, and we got a lot of news. Great game last night. Good for the NFL with the injury bug that's hitting everybody, and I do mean everybody. Some teams worse than others. Well, we say the leaders in the pack right now might be the Baltimore Ravens.
They're in first place.
They gotta make some decisions, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. It looks like Lamar Jackson might be out again this week, and
they're in trouble, man. I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm being careful on that. It's a little too early. I kind of did that with the Kansas City Chiefs. I look like a dumbass because they're 2-2 and starting to look a lot better. Like they've got some things figured out. All of a sudden, the blocking looked a little better. The receivers getting Worthy back looked better. And so anyway, but good win for the 49ers last night. Banged up. Backup quarterback Mac Jones goes to L.A., throws for 342 yards, throws a couple of touchdowns. All their receivers are hurt except Kendrick Bourne, and he goes for 10 catches, 142 yards. I feel like we have seen more fumbles down on the goal line, teams getting ready to go in and score, than I can remember this early in the season. Last night, a Rams running back, Williams, fumble going in for the touchdown would have put him ahead with just over a minute left in the fourth quarter. They were down 23-20. He fumbles. They score. They kick the extra point. It's a four-point game. Rams are back out there and probably in good shape. The Mac Jones wasn't going to take him down the field because now the field goal's taken out of it. And I know the field's a lot shorter with the new kickoff returns. But you like your chances in that situation going, well, we'll have to worry about the three, but the touchdown. And so instead, he fumbles. And they end up losing in overtime last night. Crazy, crazy game. And also, we're going to have Larry Bluestein join us. I say this all the time. This might be the best public school football rivalry we have in the country. It's clearly the biggest we have here in South Florida. There's a lot of good private schools. Don't get me wrong. But when you talk about two public schools year in, year out, can play with all the private schools, and they're really good, Northwestern and Central tomorrow, 4:30 at Traz Pal. Loaded with NFL players, great college players. Northwestern has just had Teddy Bridgewater not only played there a long time ago, but coached there. Mari Cooper, you can go on and on with the list of guys that come out. Reuben Bain, of course, went to Central High School as well. So they're loaded. Loaded with great players that have played, and that game should be one hell of a game tomorrow. We'll be talking to Larry Bluestein about that game. And speaking of that, the Miami Hurricanes hit the road. This is a weird one. Isn't this kind of weird, Woody? Fifth game, first game on the road. Wow. And I get usually you stay home the first couple weeks, but here we are going into week five. Still not leaving the state of Florida, but we'll be going to Tallahassee to take on Florida State. They had their first loss against Virginia in an overtime crazy, crazy game. And so the Canes hit the road for the first time. It's going to be a lot. It's going to sound different, and it's going to feel a lot different. And this is where you got to grow up fast, because some things will go against you. Big Mo will switch a couple of times in that game. And are you going to be prepared? Are you going to be able to hold your water, not jump off sides, and take care of business against a team? Listen, you play them on a neutral field, you feel pretty good. And so we'll see what Carson Beck, offensive and defensive line, some of the matchups, and see how the Miami Hurricanes do against the number one offense in the country. Now, the Canes defense is...
They haven't played a defense like this.
No, they haven't.
Not even close, man. But this is the game that counts. This is the one. These ACC games, these are the ones that you absolutely ACC. Have to get. First if FSU ACC loses game. This game, they'd be in a huge hole, right? And they'd just about be out of contention, you would think, for the conference championship. So this is one game seasons here, man. These are the games that really count.
So, yeah, I think those guys all understand that. Miami understands their problem has not been at home. It's mostly been recently, on the road. Look, they lost some tough games late last year, and they were looking real good. And one thing they did was he said our defense got to be a lot better, and it is completely. And I think they're going to score. Florida State's going to score against them, and probably more than anybody else has scored against them. But I think they're going to get some stops, and still, this defense is so much better than last year, starting with the two defensive ends and how good Bain and Mezidor are on the outside, right into the inside. But it's also the linebacker play right now that you're getting from your two guys there. The secondary's been good. I don't know if it's really been tested, although I think Tommy Castellanos is going to make it a point besides run around. He is going to try to hit his 6'6 target when he gets a chance. Deuce Robinson, who I don't know how good he is, but every time I see a highlight, man, he is he's a big target, open. You know, he had the big crazy play in the end zone where he bobbled the ball for about 12 yards and looked like it was a touchdown, and then they ruled he bobbled it right out of bounds and it was incomplete pass. So all that stuff. Anyway, hey,
they're a big play team too, man. And the Canes have been so good without, you know, not giving up the big plays. There's been like one bust maybe per game here so far that I can remember.
The biggest difference has been they don't have mental breakdowns.
Yeah.
You have mental breakdowns on the field.
You had like the one late against Notre Dame, right?
You did.
That came late, and you had maybe one against Florida, but there hasn't been much of that.
So yeah, you give yourself, hey, if you're where you're supposed to be and you get some one-on-one wins, which is what the game's really about at the end of the day, and how are Florida State tackles going to block the two guys on the outside? And can you get them in second and third and longs where they have to throw the ball? And then how do you rush? And does Tommy Castellanos try to stay – does he stay aggressive off your pass rush? And if you take a wide up the field rush, does he go underneath and take off on the outside without containment? Those are all the things that they're talking about and trying to figure out. It's going to make it a fun game.
Well, I think your linebackers, you have, you know, guys that give you an advantage there too. Those guys have played really well. You look like Torre has played really well. But Joe, look, they're coming off a double overtime, you know, crazy game against Virginia. Miami's been sitting, waiting, getting healthy.
Oh.
So I think that's kind of a difference in this game too, isn't it? Like you had that nice week off to get healthy here. Those guys are coming off a bad loss.
They are coming off bad loss, but they got the full week.
I know, but it's still, I'd rather be in Miami situation coming off a bye here. But
let's see how they bounce back from the extra week off. And, I mean, you can put that on the keys, I guess. But hey, man, this is no excuses, except the difference is you are playing on the road for the first time. And so we'll see. We'll talk more about that. We got Larry Bluestein going to join us coming up here in just a moment. We'll talk about the big game, man, at Trask Powell tomorrow afternoon. And by the way, the Soul Bowl in Broward County, Dillard at Ely. So we got a few games that are big in Dade and Broward County. I do want to take a second to ask you a couple of questions. Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the headaches? Are you just tired of being tired? Then it may be time for you to sell your business. And there's only one person you should call. I mean that. The main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. He's a fireball, man. The best business broker in the state of Florida. Anthony doesn't just list businesses. He packages them to sell, making him the number one dog. He works with businesses of all sizes, specializing in exit strategies that maximize value. Florida is booming. South Florida's booming, man. People are coming down here looking to buy businesses just like yours. And Anthony has buyers lined up. He just needs your business. He's an expert at matching profitable sellers with qualified buyers. That's a big one, too. He's got strong relationships with the banks to help you get these deals put together. I'm telling you right now. And his clients are giving him strong five-star Google reviews. Hey, I can keep going on and on about the great work he does, but he really is an expert. And you sit down with him, you'll see it for yourself. If you're thinking about it right now and you're ready to flip your business and cash out big, there's a guy to go to. His name's Anthony Caliendo. He's the main man. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Speak to Anthony Caliendo, the main man, today. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Toyota of Hollywood.com.
All right, Larry Bluestein. Called him last night. Yep. He's at a high school football game. Our South Florida high school football insider, been doing this longer than any of us that are listening right now have done their job in football. Nobody's done it longer than the Blue Meister, and he joins us this morning. Larry, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Doing good. Football Thursday night. And
What'd you see last night before I jump into this Central Northwestern game?
I saw the team that's going to kind of buzz up on Chaminade over the next couple of years. It's Miami True North Academy, and I will tell you, they are getting better and better. They beat an established Jacksonville University Christian team last night, 28-8. And this is a team to keep an eye on. I will tell you, they already beat Archbishop McCarthy, who beat New Orleans. Definitely a good way to start things off. Last night, we had a couple of games area-wise. But that was one of those games, because when playoffs start in the next 5-6 weeks, that True North Academy will be a team that not going to say that they're going to beat Chaminade this year, but they're going to creep up on them slowly and over the next couple of years, just like our good friend Ice Harris, who's now at Matter Academy, and we'll talk about him as well. But you gotta watch out. A lot of these schools just don't want to stand there and let the grass grow under their feet.
Yeah.
They want to compete, and they're starting to now.
Everybody loves Coach Harris, man. He's one of our old school favorites that we want to keep him around for a long, long time. All right. I think it's maybe the greatest public school rivalry maybe in the country, Northwestern and Central. You start looking 4:30, Traspal. I tease myself with some of the great players that have come out of there for people just listening to us. Central's had like a zillion running backs, from Davenport to McGahee, Dalvin and James Cook. Not a bad handoff as far as brothers go. Devontae Freeman. And then you go to Northwestern, and Northwestern, I couldn't even write down the whole list. Teddy B, Amari Cooper, Levante David, who, by the way, is having one of the greatest careers of all time, still in Tampa Bay. Tutu Atwell, Vernon Carey, Tony Martin, Artie Burns, and Cam Kitchens. Not a bad old school, as well as young guys playing right now in the league, just to give people an idea. I couldn't get to everybody, and I apologize, but just to give everybody an idea. And a lot of those guys, they stay, and if they don't stay, they come to those public schools where a lot of the other kids are going to private schools. Northwestern and Central is staying strong. I can't wait to hear about it. I won't be here, obviously, tomorrow to see it. But, Blue, what do you think? What's your take on what we can expect in that game?
You know what? This is one of – you know as well as I do. I mean, this is a team in Miami Central that beat – now, remember, Northwestern hasn't beaten them since 2020. So that's
wow,
great.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. And last year, if you remember, Northwestern at the end of the year was the darling of everybody. They shut out Jacksonville Reigns. They were the state champions in 4A. But to get there, it took a Central team to have to go on probation and not have to play.
The 19-year-old. That's right. The guy had too many semesters in high school.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and last
wow.
year in this game, Northwestern lost to Central. And everybody said, okay, well, that's okay. They're going to play again in round two or three of the state playoffs. And that never happened.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen now is they're going to play again. This is a two, you know, let's look at tomorrow and say, okay, this is a great game, but they're going to play again for real. And the winner of that next game is going to advance the state. But you're not wrong, Joe. This is, you could take all these nationally rated teams and Matter Days and all that stuff, but when it comes to the pure public school, I don't think there is a better and there's more productive game than this
yeah.
one. There'll be more year in and year out, you know, talking to Lou Oliver about that. You know, they do their podcast and we told him this is one of their featured games this week, and
yeah.
he knows, and he's played with and against a lot of the guys that have, you know, Marvin Jones and people that, throughout the years that have played in this game. And this is, if you're a football fan, this is the contest, the hors d'oeuvre for tomorrow night's Florida State Miami game. And that's why they put it at 4:30.
Yeah.
Because obviously you don't want to
keep it away.
Yeah. With that. So
hey, real quickly, not to cut you off here, but we got to roll. Yeah, Louis Oliver went to Glade Central, right? If I'm not mistaken. Is he a Glade Central guy too?
Yeah.
God, they were spitting them out there, man. Wow. They put out some great players. All right. Sobel is, man, I remember the days of Dillard and Ely, both good and just jam-packed. And here we are, Dillard 6-0. Ely's got a couple of losses. I just feel like Ely understands how big this game is. It's going to be a good game. Do you think it's got a chance to be a good game?
Yeah, I do. They beat them last year when Dillard was, again, Dillard was a really, really good team last year, and Ely crept up on them and beat them. You know, it's just when you have families that are split and mom went to Ely, dad went to Dillard, and, you know, and you go and this is what it's all about. It's a great Broward Soul Bowl. I guess it's really taken over the Soul Bowl of South Florida now since, you know, Northwestern and Jackson, not so much anymore. So, yeah, this is a really, really good game. Dillard has an opportunity to continue to thrust themselves into the state spotlight. They are rated statewide, you know, for the first time in the top 30. And they should be because they've played a great brand of football. And you talk about players that have come out of those two schools, not dropping any Isaac Bruce's or Lorenzo White's names. And obviously we know Ely with Patrick Peterson and so on and so on. So yeah, I mean, but you know, as well as I do, Joe, football, it runs kind of deep in all the bloodlines here in South Florida.
Yeah, no question about it. So hey, Monarch's been hanging in there, and they played a tough little schedule here early. They've got Chaminade. What do you expect in that? Can Monarch hang with Chaminade, who looks to be picking up their mojo a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think they're going to come out and play well. Like you said, you know, they open up a Jacksonville Bulls, which is a really good team, and then they went and played up in New Jersey against Don Bosco Prep, and then they went up and kind of, you know, got back at Sanford Seminole. So, yeah, they've won three games, or 3-2, but the two losses are to teams that are combined 11-1. So they played well, and you're right about Chaminade. This is the time of year they kind of like feel, you know, what's going to go on. They've been to state 8 straight years, which is crazy. They're going for a 9th straight appearance this year. Their schedule started off, you know, they played St. Francis, Baltimore, Maryland. Didn't do so well.
No.
But then they've rebounded over the last couple of weeks, and now they're starting to, you know, put things together. And, you know, they do have it's one of those schedules that Coach Jones, like, front-ended it, you know, with pretty good teams. You know, American Heritage they played an improving MacArthur. And then they ended with Cardinal Gibbons and St. Thomas Aquinas. So it's, you know, get going into the playoffs, because sometimes, you know, I mean, if you play you know, all your teams at the beginning, and then at the end, it's not so much. You don't get that blood flowing for the playoffs.
All right, so American Heritage Plantation came out with a bitch of the schedule. Everybody knows they just loaded it up, and they lose Diabelle, which is a huge loss to injury. So they've got Flanagan. I'm just guessing the Flanagans of the world are going, you know what? All of a sudden, this might be the time to get American Heritage Plantation while they've got some losses. Even though that team is still loaded with talent, you expect this to be a close game or no?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think Flanagan's at home. You know, you had mentioned American Heritage, you know, getting players back slowly but surely. I heard the wide receiver Kit Bennett, who's going to FSU, will be back tonight. They were without Denson last week against Plantation, and certainly, you know, not having Diabelle in it and the lineup, they're, you know, kind of feeling their way offensively. Still good defensive team. And, you know, it's I don't think it's time for them to be concerned, even though for classification 4A, which they're in, is going to be loaded. You know, I mean, you know, Norland has dropped off a little bit locally, but you have Archbishop McCarthy's picked things up. And then statewide, you're looking at St. Augustine, which is a really, really good football team. So, yeah, this is going to be a really good game, entertaining game. I don't think it's a runaway in either direction.
Hey, Blue, not to tease you ahead, but a little Palm Beach talk here for just a second. Atlantic's 5-0 and looking real good, and West Boca has been in a super talented team. I think you still think they're the best team. They're going to play in a few weeks. I would love, if I'm in town, to go to that game on a – if they do that on a Friday night, I would just love to. Are those two best teams in Palm Beach County right now?
Yeah, I do. I think so. They're 1-2, and certainly, and you got to give Atlanta credit, because they did lose quite a few players from last year, But they kind of, you know, got their way with New Orleans, and they're setting, you know, the table. They're going to be playing Coconut Creek, and, you know, they beat, you know, we talked about Ely. They already beat Ely. That's going to be one really, really good game. Got to give our friend, you know, Jack Daniels a shout out. They won last night. You know, they're 5-1 as well. But I think they're like, they pull in the third place behind those two teams. But, yeah, I can't wait. And we are listening, audience up in West Palm Beach is loving this, Joe. They really do. They're in the spotlight. They're getting some of that share of what St. Thomas and Northwestern and Central has gotten, you know, over the last, 15 years. So yeah,
long time.
Hey, I know you're waiting for that top five.
I got to close it out with the top five. It's no time to worry about hurting anybody's feelings. Who do you like right now from what your eyeballs have seen?
Yeah, St. Thomas deservingly so. I mean, they're 4-1. They play today, you know, against Hollywood Hills. But then next week they go to London. How about that? That's what a great opportunity for those young men and for the coaches there. So they're number one. Northwestern will stay at number two until tomorrow night. We'll see. Central right behind them at three. I have Chaminade at four, and then Miami Southridge, who gets a chance to complete their game with Christopher Columbus on Monday afternoon. That game has been hanging in the balance for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
So
late third quarter, down 14-7. We're going to find out just how good Southridge is, because I see everybody still predicting they're going to come back in the last minutes of the third and the fourth quarter. Only here with this weather, this crazy-ass weather, do we talk about this.
I hear you, brother. Hey. That's it. That's the week, and next week we'll have all the results, and maybe the top five will change over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But there's some really good teams, and appreciate it once again.
All right, Blue. Have a good one, brother.
Okay, you too.
You have a good one. You keep working. Take care of yourself, Blue. I can't have you sick, man. It's not good for business having you sick. All right. That was Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. Hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic. It's a Friday. I call it Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday. And if you, my man out there right now, are dealing with low T, or your energy level, you just notice you're tired. And I know what everybody tells, as you get older, you're tired and you're not the same. Your body changes and all that stuff. Listen, man, part of that's true, but part of it's not true. You can do something about the low T. It is true. And usually when you got low T, that cousin you don't like follows it around. ED, sex drive is gone. Not great. Used to be hit and miss occasion with that beautiful wife or girlfriend of yours. Now you find yourself making excuses or telling her you're not prepared. Oh, man, it's a mess. I know it's a mess for me. I can't speak for you. But if you're going through it, man, set up Atlantic Men's Clinic. You're in for great results. I know I was, and I was full-blown. I had both brothers, low T and ED. I didn't like either one of them. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They are so good at what they do, the way they do it. They test you. You set up that first appointment. You get the T, the PSA test done. You meet with their professionals. They come in, ask you a lot of questions. You answer them honestly, and then you get going on a program they're going to put together for you. Not for me, for you. We're all different. 7 locations in South Florida. Everything's private. Don't worry about that. And yes, number one question, you will get great results quickly. That's what it's all about. Brand new location in Hollywood. We've got 7 in South Florida to serve you. Call them today and set up the first one. It's the most important one. And yes, you'll get great results. Atlantic Men's Clinic works, brothers. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Patient. Oh, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a beautiful football Friday? I can't wait. I'm really looking excited for Saturday and Sunday, actually, and the whole NFL schedule with everything that's going on. But what do you have for me today?
All right. Well, a lot of people are excited here for this Miami-Florida State game, Joe. It happens to be the most expensive ticket this weekend in college football, and that's by almost more than double.
Come on.
Yeah, the get-in price right now currently a little over $300. To get into this game. Now, this is interesting, too. I don't know if you knew this or not. They just recently did all these renovations at Doak Campbell Stadium, and their capacity is down to 67,000. So that's 12,000 less than it used to be.
Huh.
Now, I'm guessing they replaced, you know, the quantity of seats with more expensive seats,
yeah,
higher club seats and whatever. Yeah. It's kind of what they did at our stadium, right?
Put a few suites in there, a few extra suites in there.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there. My oldest daughter did go there.
Yeah, well.
I've been up there in a long time.
You probably contributed part of the, $200-something million.
Nice campus. Beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Brick campus. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, they built it with bricks, I saw.
Jimbo Fisher was a friend of mine that used to invite. Remember that, Zayson?
I do remember, actually, what he liked. I do remember that.
Spring football and stuff.
Yeah. Coach now doesn't
like
you.
That wasn't real popular here, so I.
What's other Norvell
after
doesn't
Jimbo,
like you?
I decide. He's a little different cat, as you know.
I know. We interviewed him again at the ACC kickoff.
Every Joe Rose got personal with everybody. Go ahead. What else you got?
All right. The plans for a 76-team NCAA tournament are moving forward, it seems, Joe. It says they're inching closer. They could be in place as soon as next season. The way that they would do this. And again, I love the NCAA basketball tournament.
Do we need more teams?
I've never heard anyone that watches that tournament be like, man, we really need more play-in games.
Yeah.
So anyway, they would do a 12-game opening round, which is essentially the four play-in games that they have. They will be played at two sites starting in 2026-27.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Yes, exactly.
The NIT might as well go. Can we be some of your games for you to start the tournament? NIT's just
Yeah, I mean
you take more of their teams and it's already teams are saying no thank you.
Problem is slippery slope, man. College football is going to do it too, right? They'll keep expanding as long as they can make money.
Oh, they are headed to, 16 at some point?
I don't know. They might get to 64. Who knows?
Oh.
Just let everyone
in. Half the Division I teams, congratulations.
Every Power 5 school gets
in. We're going to have playoffs for the next 6 months.
All right, Joe, to the card front here. The license for all the NBA cards has officially switched hands here, and Topps, their first licensed NBA set since the 2009-2010 season.
I didn't know it's been that long.
It has been that long.
Wow.
It is set to hit markets on October the 23rd is the official release. I do believe, and you may want to double check this. I'm not purchasing one of these, but I believe that they're doing pre-orders today. Now, this is the regular Topps set. So this is these are the paper cards, not the Topps Chrome cards.
Woody, I am blown away with the amount of people my age or a little bit younger that collect cards. Now they do it with their families. A lot mm-hmm. of them do it with their kids or doing it for their grandkids. But it's amazing how many people, and it partially because you got to love sports, first of all.
Yeah.
And the history, but also are doing it as a business or as an investment for the kids.
I don't think it's a very good investment, to be quite honest. But anyway, I'm going to wait and see what this set looks like and how much overprinting gets done here before we start buying any of this stuff here. So this will be the first release coming up here. And I don't know if I said this during this, but do you know who's on the cover?
No.
It'll be Cooper Flagg. That'd be the hot card of the year. Speaking of cards,
you don't think he's gonna be very good?
I said he think he's gonna be great.
Oh, you thought he'll be good?
I mean, I saw him play down here, and I was very impressed.
Everybody's been.
Yeah, he's the real deal. I just that Duke team screwed me so badly in that tournament.
Well, so I am really probably more than anybody else. I'm curious to see how good he's gonna be in that Dallas. Mm-hmm. He's gonna come in and start as a number one pick, but
yes. Come in and start. They're not the NFL.
You don't think he'll be in starting lineup?
Of course he's going to start, yeah.
How what will he average? Can he average 16, 17 points a game?
I would think he'd average at least that, maybe more.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how bad that team's going to be, but it is convenient the way the NBA arranged it so that they could end up with Cooper Flagg after getting rid of Luka.
I'm not
just a little swap there.
I'm not getting into conspiracy.
A little swap your there for world. A younger, skinnier player. But Luka stuck it to him, man. He finally lost the weight. Oh, speaking of that, did you see Zion?
He lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, he lost the weight too.
How many years, like, so I'm just curious, like, how many years and people telling you,
I know,
you're way overweight and you're putting too much weight on those knees. How many years do you have to play 30 games before you finally figure out, or you just figure, yeah, but when I play 30 games, I'm good for 25 a night.
No, he lost
the weight. He finally figured it out.
The Luka thing is just such a, it's pathetic, to be honest, man. Like, that's when you finally lose the weight, like when they trade you away because you refuse to do it.
I think sometimes.
So let's stick it to him now and do it. Like,
whether it's injury or just the right person. But you have to want to do it yourself. Listen, losing weight is not easy. Now we got everybody using that as Ozempic. Everybody. Everybody's on it. And you know what gets me? So people, wow, you lost some weight, Ozempic. And I go, no, actually I didn't.
They said it to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said, they go, come on. Like, you have no willpower. I go, I understand why you're thinking. I'm just telling you I'm not on it, man.
I didn't know that many people were taking it.
Come
I don't
on.
Really know much about it, though, so I shouldn't say that, but.
Everybody's taking it. I'm not saying young people.
I don't know if it's good for you. Now, remember those pills everyone used to take, those hydroxy cut pills?
I don't remember that.
No. Anyway.
Hope it's safe. That's all for everybody who's taking it.
Sure.
All right. What else you got?
Speaking of cards, Joe, Tom Brady is expanding his Card Vault company here. They are going to have 12 locations now. They're adding 6 new ones. A few will be up in your neck of the woods in Northern California.
Well, he's in North, that's where he's from, but go ahead. Whereabouts?
Sacramento and Palo Alto, along with San Francisco.
You know
Francisco.
Where Palo Alto is? That's the home of Stanford University.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to tell us where it is in relationship to Marysville and Milpitas?
It's from Milpitas. It's and his girlfriend. What was her name? You're such an idiot. But it's a few hours away from Sacramento. Sacramento. Okay. Yes.
And there'll also be one in Vegas. So next time we're in Vegas, we'll stop by.
Damn, Tom Brady.
And he's Joey.
Tom Brady's a machine, man. Everybody's Tom took all that. He gave the Patriots a break every year and took less money for the championships. Tom Brady had a game plan. Tom Brady was nobody's dummy. He knew exactly what he was doing.
He's got to be close to the billionaire club, yes. Right? I don't wonder what his net worth is right now.
I don't care what it says.
Just $300 million?
No way. His the money he has, that his value to that little piece he got from the Raiders, more than that.
That's what it says. His net worth of $300 million. I don't know.
Doesn't sound right.
Said he made over $473 million from his career and continues to expand his wealth through various business ventures.
I think
it's tough to become a billionaire out there, Joe.
Tom's on his way
for these guys.
You know, you and I, how many do we have now? I mean, we got two soccer players for sure at the end of their career that are made way over a billion. Tiger's over a billion.
Well, Tiger took the big hit, LeBron, but now he's back. LeBron MJ. Is not yet, I don't think. Is what? He? Is LeBron a billionaire already?
Everything LeBron owns, LeBron's way over a billion. He's got that production company. He's making friggin' pizzas.
Oh, he is a billionaire. Wow.
Yeah, he's fine. That's why LeBron's calling his own shot. Not to mention that little lifetime Nike contract.
That's true.
Sorry, anyway. Sorry about that, Wood.
All right, and our final one here, Joe. It's an anniversary of sorts here. 30 years ago on October 3rd, 1995. Do you have any idea what happened?
No.
Think back, 1995.
I got no shot. I told you the memory. You got me.
On October 3rd, 1995, a jury came into a courtroom and found O.J. Simpson not guilty.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Of course, O.J. went on to have a great Twitter career. And all that before
he's gone,
before dropping.
He passed.
I know.
He passed away.
Shame. I was always so very afraid of running into him somewhere.
Well, you never did, because you were so scared you never ran into him.
And now you can walk around without the fear.
I ran into him.
Sure.
Bo ran into him.
You talked to him? You said,
hell, we were sitting at Bo's place drinking beers. And people were coming up taking pictures with him.
Really?
You knew that. I remember
taking
we were
pictures
doing shows.
With him?
Yeah, come on, stop it. Jeez. He lived in Fort Lauderdale for a while. Remember,
I know he did. That's why I was afraid.
When he first came back here, he was down south, and he got in trouble. Remember the illegal cards that everybody was using that you had to get in the old days to get service?
Some of the cable thing?
Cable
thing,
the yeah.
cable boxes, illegal
yeah.
cable?
Yeah. He was strong in that. OJ was killing in that.
Those were big back in the day, though, man. Those illegal cable boxes. Used to watch the wrestling on those
things.
Hey,
man, pay-per-views. You're cutting into Chris Perkins.
Sorry.
Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist going to join us a couple minutes. We got to get caught up with Perk and hear from our defensive coordinator as well. I could listen to him all day. I swear to God. Like nobody's business, I love listening to Anthony Weaver. Now I hope they play better against the run. Hey, Baptist Health South Florida. Man, I got to tell you, what a sports medicine program they have put together. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. When you start talking, people ask right off about where do the pros go? And I know where it comes from, and I get it. If you have kids and they've been injured, I go Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins all use Baptist Health South Florida team doctors as well as all the surgeons and specialists. You know, can you get me in? I go, I can, but I'd rather you do it on your own. It's not that hard. And if they've seen this injury, this is what happened to my daughter. I go, of course, any kind of knee, anything with the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. By the way, I heard the story. They did a great job of getting Tyreek Hill down and getting his taken care of and getting that surgery done. Just the great work that they do for all of us. It's fantastic. Three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the Dolphins training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. The pineapple is alive and well. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Let's get healthy. Back out playing the sports we all love the most.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.